and also Robert Parkinson, CEO and founder of RMG Selection, which is an international recruitment company. Hello.
Good morning, Ben. Hello. Great to be with you.
Great to be with you too. Robert, we'll start with you. So, from what you've seen, how tough is the market right now for graduates, any graduates anyway?
I think it's always a tough market when for graduates, and I think it's a tough market the world over, to be honest. It seems to be a perennial issue, I think, and it seems to be a perennial thing that people say it's always been the toughest year. It's always difficult to get a job. There's always competition for places. But in the end, the good students find that it's not so hard to get a job once they embrace the idea that it is a competition.
Yeah, and Kane, the problem here is we've got, I mean, once upon a time, overseas students returning from overseas used to be in a minority. Now there's so many of them that itself has become a very competitive market.
I think that's true. I think there's an assumption sometimes from people who have studied overseas that it's an automatic ticket to perhaps a higher salary or a better job. And I think it depends what people have done overseas. If people have just studied with other Chinese students and not really experienced the outside world, then I think it's of limited value. But I think if people have gained experience of how people overseas communicate, working in teams, taking an opportunity to learn English really well, then it can be of great value, and they'll certainly be at the front of the queue.
Well, Ken, we are seeing increasing number of returned overseas students. Is it because of this job opportunities here in China, in the China market, or because of this, the less job opportunities in overseas market?
I think it's a very complicated issue. From my point of view, first of all, it's simply due to the increasing number of students who choose to study overseas in recent years. There was a report, it said that in the past 10 years, there is on average 30% increase of a number of students who choose to study overseas. Then it can explain most of this issue. But to be frank, there is some short of job opportunities in overseas, such in United States, in Europe. That's why so many students who choose to work back in China, because there are some maybe PR issues. It's more difficult to get the so-called green card in United States. Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons. I don't think it's simply because they see a very great opportunity in China, but it should be part of this story.
Mm-hmm. Well, Robert, you talked about earlier about this, speaking English competition with locally graduate students. So what do you see are the advantages, return overseas students still enjoy over their, counterpart in China?
I think that overseas students who've studied particular subjects which are well taught overseas are at an advantage. I think there is a demand for people who studied science subjects, mathematics. There's a demand for people who have technical education in emerging technologies in China or areas that China is looking to boost. And again, the not just the English language speaking, but the understanding of how to communicate in an international way, but not just communicate, how to work together with people in an international way. Management styles that are more common in Western countries. I think if people have familiarity and understanding with that, that certainly puts them at an advantage, particularly with foreign companies operating in China. But I think it doesn't necessarily put people at an advantage with state-owned companies, and it may even be a disadvantage.
Right, Kane, so it can be a handicap for you, but at the same time, is it a handicap for higher salaries, or because there's so much competition now, it equalizes the entire field?
Oh, well, I think that there isn't a very clear advantage of those returnees, because myself is also a returnee from United States, actually. I think language advantages is diminishing in recent years, because so many students graduated from the domestic colleges now can speak English pretty well. And on the other side, we can see for the market of China, basically it's still a more domestic market. So-called international international thinking is maybe valuable, but it's not valuable to most of the domestic companies. So I think that's why it gets more difficult for them to get their high salary and higher position in a company. Probably to those foreign invested companies, it's going to still keep, you know, make more value than those domestic companies.
Yeah, Robert, where do you see this?
I think what I would say, though, is I not disagree exactly, but what I would say is I've met many overseas students who, frankly, can't speak English that well or nearly as well as they should be able to for having studied overseas. And I've met many domestically educated students who speak excellent English. So just by having an overseas master's degree doesn't necessarily guarantee that the person will have any language advantage, although if they do, it will be an advantage.
And frankly, you don't know who wrote the prospectus in the first place, you know, for these overseas returnees. So you can't judge on their English just by looking at the applications and so on. But Kane, what would you say to local students who may feel slightly handicapped or prejudiced or discriminated? What can they do to stay ahead of the returnees?
Well, I think for most of the company, they don't have a very strong, intention to recruit those who have the overseas education experience. So I think it's pretty fair for those students to compete with each other on equal level base, in my point of view.
Robert, you work in recruitment. What do you think?
I think companies do, by and large, do value people with overseas experience. But as I said, as long as it's with the ability to speak English well. The other point I would say is that it's not just overseas education experience. If people have some work experience overseas, that can be a huge advantage as well, because, you know, that takes the whole foreign experience to a step further, and it shows that people have got experience cooperating and working with people in an international environment where things are not so top-down in terms of management and leadership. And that can include, you know, Greater China, Hong Kong, Singapore, other places. That's also valuable. It doesn't have to be the US, Europe and Australia.
Well, lastly, you know, for those students who are planning to go overseas, you know, what advice do you guys have for them in the briefly?
I think I would advise them to have some overseas working experience, because it's a very valuable experience for them, especially when they come back to China. I heard there is a report for those who have 2 years overseas working experience can actually get maybe a double the salary than the average returnees. So it means that for those companies, they very appreciated your working experience if you have worked, you know, overseas for certain years.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And my advice would be only go overseas if you really want to, and you want to experience not just education overseas, but life overseas. Yeah. Make an effort to make friends with people other than just other Chinese people. And don't assume that just by having an overseas degree that you'll be paid more, because I find people who have that attitude really shoot themselves in the foot, especially when there are many locally educated people with local experience who are very high quality. But that notwithstanding, it's still a good thing to do.
Thank you. Thanks, Robert, CEO and founder of RMG Selection.